From the United American Network, this is Varsity Vibes, your roundup of prep sports action and the voices from prep athletics all across Riverside County with Luke Lamont. Now, here's Luke.
Welcome back to Varsity Vibes. We got our second episode of the spring season for you. We're going to cover our second spring sport, and that is hitting the courts for some boys volleyball. Girls volleyball back in the fall, if you remember. Boys get their turn now in the spring. We're going to do it the same style as we did baseball, introducing our first sports. It's going to be a recap of last year's playoff teams, how they're doing this year, and then we're going to splice in a few teams. We only have one here today of teams that have made a significant difference from missing the playoffs to how they are performing now. So first, we're going to start in Division 3. It's the first time a Riverside County team popped up in the playoffs last year. That was the top bracket for them. It was Murrieta Mesa and Great Oak, the only two teams to reach that bracket. Rams had a killer 27-4 record, absolutely dominant until the postseason. Shockingly upset in round one. They didn't even make it past the opening games versus Valencia. They lost that match 3-1 to cut a great team's run way too short in the postseason. Now, the Wolfpack, the only team better than Mesa in the Southwestern League. The league champs carried a record of 26-4 into the playoffs and dominated round one, 3-0 sweep versus the Olympic League champs, Valley Christian. The second round, Great Oak was crushed, a sweep of their own by the Seaview champs Mission Viejo, 3-0, to end another phenomenal Southwestern League team postseason run. A little bit too early, two great teams that just couldn't get anything going once the regular season ended. Now, in 2026, Mesa has fallen off big time. They sit at 8-10 overall with their record through 18 games, ranking at 351st in the state. King has not followed suit. They have picked up right where they left off, 11-3 on the year, as a four-game winning streak was just broken on Friday in their last game. They sit ranked at 131 in the state of California. Now we're going to bump down to Division 4. Santiago, by far the best team in Riverside, making a CIF finals run, corrected semifinals run. The Sharks swam past Palos Verdes, Woodcrest Christian, and Westlake, where they were finally stopped by Santa Barbara. Now, fresh off that 23-9, 10-0 perfect league championship season, the Sharks are in the same boat. 9-4 and 3-0 still undefeated in league play with an 88 overall ranking, riding a 5-game win streak as league play continues. The next team in the bracket was Roosevelt. A quick one and done in the postseason, the team that won 23 games and finished 161 in the state and second behind Santiago for that Big 8 league, faced an uphill battle. They are 8-6 in the new season. They have 2 5-set losses in league, including one to the Sharks. So going down the bracket a little bit more, we find Beaumont after talking about the two Big 8 teams. They would get in a quick sweep versus Foothill. They are knocked out right away. Not an ideal end for the Citrus Belt champions, but what is ideal is their start this season. 15-2 through their first 17 games, a phenomenal record, cannot be much better. And they're ranked 38th in the state of California and 52nd nationally. This is an incredibly well put together volleyball team that is playing at an elite level. They have swept 9 of their 17 games, over half. So that's a team that we're going to look forward to moving on past this episode. We're going to hear more about Beaumont, especially going into the later ends of the season, looking at the beginnings of playoffs and likely throughout the playoffs as well. We're going to keep things moving down through this division. Riverside Poly was also a one-and-done team. The reigning Ivy League champions are in another solid spot, though, however. They're 9-4, still undefeated in the league, despite slipping roughly 70 spots in the state rankings from the end of last year. Lastly, Hillcrest, another one-and-done team, first-round sweep versus the eventual champions in Sage Hill. The one game runner up in the Ivy League right behind the eventual champions is on a new level this year, carrying a perfect, yes, perfect 11-0 record, ranked 30th in the state of California and 41st nationally, a top 50 team in the entire country. They have lost three sets total all year, sweeping 8 of their 11 games. This is most certainly a team that you're going to keep hearing about throughout the entirety of the spring. This is a team eyeing CIF gold and has a very dangerous chance of doing so. Now, we're going to drop down to Division 5. Vista Murrieta, they made a semifinal run as well, reaching an even 20-20 record. 500 through 40 games, dead even. That's a ridiculous statistical stat for them. This year, the team could not be more different. 9-3, ranked 41st in the entire state and 60th nationally. They're 9-0 in non-neutral games. The neutral games, they're 0-3. The rest are where they've won it, whether it's on the road or at home. They have 6 on the road, 3 at home to be specific. The team has the hardest part of their schedule with league coming up, so it is time for them to prove that they are worth the high-ranking status, but if it continues suit, Vista Murrieta is going to be another team that you have to look forward to in the postseason. Now in Division 6, they held the Corona Centennial Huskies as the lone Riverside County team. The playoffs would span just 3 rounds for them before a sweeping loss versus Village Christian. A mediocre 14-14 last year, similar to Vista Murrieta with all those high game numbers, but in the end, they're not really able to decide whether they want to be in the win column more or the loss column more, so they decide at just a nice 500. The Huskies into 2026, cruising. 13-2 with a 3-0 league record, holding spots 46 in California and 68th nationally. A great battle between the Big 8 is now set up between them, Santiago, and King. A bunch of top teams in the county going to be battling out. Only one is going to win that league. Can't wait to see how that one plays out. That's another team as well that is in the top 100th nationally for Riverside County alone. We're going to jump down to Division 7, keeping things rolling with San Jacinto, Valley View, and Indio. The Tigers of San Jacinto off to the best start at 4-3, a team that will need to be over 500 in league to make the playoffs again, something they failed to do last year on their run through Division 7 to their semifinal defeat. A very impressive postseason run. Now, you want to look at the Valley View Eagles? They're not doing so hot following their first round exit last year. They have not recovered in the slightest. An imperfect season so far. 0-9, winless. They've only won 5 sets all year so far, so it seems like it could be the last we hear about Valley View boys volleyball this year, unless they can start to spin things around. And lastly, Indio, they swept their way in round one and are off to an impressive 6-1 start, a good league record last year, 10-2. If they can create the same success, this team will be looking very good come time for the postseason. They'll be sitting pretty comfortably. Now, that does wrap up all the postseason teams, really limited for Riverside County last year. However, there is one team outside of this, as we mentioned in the beginning, that has turned the ship around in such an impressive way they cannot be excluded from mentioning. The Murrieta Valley Nighthawks, a 9-23 team with no league wins in 2025, has surged their way to a 13-1 record with a league win as well. Due to this, they find themselves among the elite of California, ranking 89th, and they do rank in the top 150 nationally, sitting at 130. They have lost only 7 sets all year and are the definition of road warriors. They're undefeated 8-0. That is another team in the mix for CIF gold down the line later on in this spring, but there's a plenty of teams in Riverside County that are nationally ranked within the top 150 and even more in the top 100. Volleyball's looking really good this year for Riverside County. Make sure you stick around. We'll be back with you next week here on Varsity Vibes from the United America Network.
Varsity Vibes with Luke Lamont is presented by the United America Network. Based in Riverside County, California, UAN is your home team for respecting the American way and countering the spread of misinformation. This is what democracy sounds and looks like.